Ricky Rodriguez, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me today. First, what inspired you to run for city council member at large?
I think there was a lot of things that inspired me to run. I think most off the love for my town and the direction that I would like to see this town go.
Tell me more about the direction you'd like to see the town go.
I'd like to see more of a downtown than just 7th Street. I'd like to see it spread up all the way to 11th Street and just see more vibrant businesses happening. Also, we have beautiful mountains. We have two rivers. And I would like to see more of an adventure town and start promoting it that way, more than just the hot springs. I was thinking more of a adventure as paddleboarding, rafting, kayaking, mountain biking, paragliding, skydiving, physical adventures.
Right. So what I'm hearing is that you would like to promote businesses that have more of an outdoor recreation feel.
Correct. I want to promote health. I want this town to be healthier. I want to do more activities, promote more events that have to do with the activities that we have going on here in town. So I would like to see more bike races. I would like to see more paddleboard races, just anything that's more inspiring and promotes health.
What do you think, Ricky Rodriguez, are the most pressing issues facing Glenwood Springs?
Infrastructure, I think our roads. I think that's probably one of the biggest issues that we're having right now, and how it's going to get funded. The tax rates are going up. That's a pretty big issue that we have. And are we going to lay that on the shoulders of the citizens here of Glenwood Springs? Find maybe a different way of taking care of that tax without stressing the citizens and giving such a bump up with the water taxes coming up.
Tell us a little bit more about that and how you would approach that if elected.
Well, I think it's the raising our water tax about 56%, which is extremely high. And it's extremely high for businesses. People that have set salaries, it's high. One way I think we could take care of that is we're tourist-based here in town. So if we could find a way to tax the tourists, that would be pretty beneficial for us. A few years ago, there was a road tax that was coming out of the tourists. I believe it was like 70% coming from tourists alone, and somehow that failed. So I would like to see that come back into effect and do it right. Another way is to make downtown more viable, bringing more businesses will bring more tax revenue. That would also help out instead of just tourists coming in and focusing on 7th Street and the pools. We could spread them out throughout the town, and the whole town could be more prosperable, and it would bring more tax revenue.
So sales tax for you is a solution, but taxing residents or having residents pay a higher fee for water in their residences is not a good idea. Am I hearing you correctly?
Correct. I mean, there's things that we could do to lower water rates as well. That's up to the individual and not wasting water on lawns and exterior.
So water conservation.
Mm-hmm.
How would you go about encouraging people to conserve water?
Well, you tell them that you're going to raise their water taxes. If we don't start saving water, that's a good way.
So you would be in favor of if a person uses more than a certain amount of water every month, then their water fee goes up?
Yes.
Monday night during the forum with your opponent, Shelley Kaup, you mentioned that you think there's too much growth in Glenwood Springs, or that the city's not handling it right. Can you expound on that?
Yeah. Glenwood's going to grow regardless. You know, the population's going to get more dense. It's going to happen naturally. But I still want to make it feel like a small town, keep the beauty of the town.
And what does that look like for you?
It means not overbuilding, not building on every empty lot that we have. Over by Two Rivers Park, I know that that's going to be pretty vacant, the confluence.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that doesn't get overdeveloped, because I heard that they're trying to build apartments there. To have a confluence in the middle of a town is very rare. So I think it would do it injustice to build on it unless it's for the community.
Anything else you'd like to add, Ricky Rodriguez, who is running for city council member at large?
I think me running for city council has a great benefit just because of the amount of time that I put into this town. I feel I have a big reach with the citizens of this town that not a lot of people have.
Thank you very much, Ricky Rodriguez.
Thank you for the interview.